Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
You know, it's hard enough being a parent, but just imagine being a single parent. I know that a number of our listeners are actually in that very boat. Raising the kids by themselves, it's hard, isn't it? Doing life solo, that's hard enough, but actually facing the practical complexities of single-handedly raising kids at the same time. Well, as we continue our series on the single life, I'm hoping in the next few moments you're going to get some really great advice on just how to do life well as a single parent, as a single mum, as a single dad. If you're married or if you're single and you don't actually have kids, well, don't turn off. I hope you're going to stay with me because I think you're going to find that there's a role that you can play in a solo mum or dad's life as well. Deb Sorensen has worked for years as a family therapist. She spent time as a pastor. She's now Focus on the Family Australia's Counselling and Development Manager. And she's with us now to have a chat. G'day, Deb.
G'day, Sheridan.
Single parenting. It's hard enough to being a parent, let alone doing it solo and raising the kids by yourself.
It's a tough task. And so many people find themselves in that situation. I don't know that many plan to be there, but sadly that's where people end up. And you know, we should couch this in that there are many people that are doing it very successfully and have wonderful full lives.
If you're a single parent, it doesn't necessarily equal the fact that you're struggling.
No.
That's a good point to make right from the beginning. Well, there's a vast array of challenges that the single parent does face, though, and it'd be great to hear from folks who have actually been able to straddle this successfully. My number's 1-300-40-20-20. Some of these things people may not even be aware of, though, if they haven't been through it. Let's kind of talk about the challenges and then maybe some practical tips on how to overcome them with three broad categories: the practical challenges, the parenting challenges, and then the social / emotional challenges. Practical challenges, firstly. What are some of the just the really everyday challenges that a single parent has to cope with simply to get through the day, to get through the week?
Starting the lawnmower. I can talk about that one from experience. Some of those things that, you know, when there's two of you, you can share the load and you both have gifts or skills that you kind of you bring in. And often, you know, women can struggle with things like fixing the lawnmower or fixing the washing machine or just tinkering with the car. And single dads can find it difficult to, you know, keep the whites white rather than pink, and you know, those are other kinds of things that women often do in the household.
And then there's the whole financial situation as well. You know, if maybe you were together and he was always the one who's good with the money, or in my case, actually, it's Meryn, my wife, who's really good with the money, and then you don't have that support anymore.
Paying all of the bills on one wage or even a part-time wage if you're also caring for children. And often women in particular find this difficult because they may have been at home or only been working part-time when, you know, they had the husband there as well. And all of a sudden they can find themselves needing to get out there and get full-time work with very little recent experience.
And then when you speak about work, of course, then you have to try and find some sort of place that's going to be friendly to being a single parent, and maybe you need to run off and pick up the kids at three.
Trusting other people with your children and often paying for that too.
Okay, well, there's some of the challenges. What are some of the ways that you have seen people successfully be able to manage some of those challenges? What are some of the common wisdom you can pass on from the clients that you've dealt with?
Well, I think first up, actually acknowledging that we don't have to be super mum or super dad really helps, that we don't have to do it on our own. We're not actually created to do things solo. We're created to be in community and to support one another, and that's what families do. So I really encourage people to, you know, get connected with their families. Grandparents are great. Usually great. I had a girlfriend, Julie, who found herself single with two young boys, and Dad was not on the scene, and when he was on the scene those few times, he was not helpful. But she kept up a relationship with her parents-in-law, and it just made all the difference. They were there to pick the kids up from school, start the lawnmower when she couldn't get it going. And I think, too, to recognise that when we reach out for help, it's actually not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign we're failing. It's actually a sign that we're resourceful. And it's a sign of maturity and wisdom when we're looking to connect with those resources that we need out there to do the job of single parenting well.
And Deb, what about the person who is maybe living in another town to where their parents are, or, you know, just hasn't been able to access that grandfatherly, grandmotherly, grandparent help that, you know, as you've mentioned, is just so, so helpful in this kind of situation?
I think schools too can be a great source of community. Other single mums and dads within the school community, you know, kids from your children's class, great to connect with them. Also too, church is a wonderful way of connecting into community.
This is Open House across the nation. Deb Sorensen is the Counselling and Program Development Manager for Focus on the Family Australia. We're talking about single parenting and how to do it well. It's all part of our series on living the single life well. All right, the second kind of area of challenges is just the actual area of parenting. When you're raising kids by yourself, especially when there's a lack of the father or the mother, whichever gender you are, around. What are the impacts of not having that other spouse around and the parent of the other gender around for the kids?
I think there's a couple of main ones there. There's the whole thing about children learning a whole heap of things about themselves as far as, you know, being a boy or a girl, you know, and growing into a man or a woman from their parents, from their mum and from their dad. So for a young boy to not have a father figure around, or for a young girl not to have a mother figure around, can actually cause some real issues around them forming a clear identity, you know, a gender identity. Also, too, you know, there's the whole fact of kids need to be loved and they need to know that they're loved. And so if there is an absent parent, that can be really difficult. It might not be something that appears... it might not be something that the child is even aware of, or the single parent is even aware of, but underneath, you know, deep down, there can be that real sense of rejection, and that can have implications for, you know, later relationships.
I know that some of the single parent friends that I have also challenge with the whole discipline thing too, you know, that they're... You can say no, and yet if there isn't somebody else there to back you up, it's you do feel a bit lonely in that.
And often too, you can feel like you're saying no so many times, you feel like you're the monster, you know, and that's all that you end up doing is disciplining your kids, and then you're so busy doing all the other stuff that you've got to get done that you don't have time to have fun with your kids. And that's just so important, to really enjoy each other, find time to enjoy each other through the day. So yeah, discipline is a real difficult area at times.
Well, let's jump in there then and look at some practical ideas as to how that challenge can be addressed in some way. One of not having the parent of the other gender of the actual child around, and also the whole discipline thing. What are some creative ways that can be addressed?
Again, getting connected. So, you know, through the school or, you know, with extended family, I think it's really important to find some role models for your kids, people that share your values, and that's really important. So, you know, if you don't have grandparents or a brother or cousins or, you know, someone that you can hook your child or connect your child with and spend life with, so that the child can observe you know, a healthy male or female role model.
And how can a parent, a single parent go about doing that too? I mean, how do you set that kind of thing up?
I knew of one woman that didn't have any extended family around, so she wanted to be sure that the other adults that her children, you know, were going over and playing with friends, that the other adults that was her children were spending a lot of time with shared her values. So she actually invited the whole class, I think, over for a barbecue or something, and just observed the parents with the kids and kind of like more or less went through the list and crossed some off.
Is that right?
yeah. You know, she actually actively sought to spend time with these people and get to know them a little bit and watch them and, make some judgments about whether she wanted her kids to be learning from them, because our kids do learn from the people that they hang around with. Yeah.
And then some tips on the discipline thing?
Oh, this is a tough one. Look, I could say get a good book. But also, too, I think it's really important to sit kids down and talk to them about the big issues as well as the little issues. So, you know, later on in life when they're making big decisions that will have, you know, big implications for them, that you've already talked through and that they clearly understand what you regard as right and wrong. As far as the little things go, the everyday things, it really helps to actually catch our kids doing good things, because we don't want to just stop them doing the things that drive us crazy. We actually want to encourage those behaviours that are healthy and good. So, you know, one of the challenges is it's much easier to kind of pounce on kids when they're doing things wrong and kind of yell and you get quick results, but doesn't bring about long-term change. Mm. So the challenge is to actually catch your kids doing good things and then reward them. And often that reward is as simple as extra hug, bit of attention, just as an acknowledgement. Wow, you know, like you're playing so well now. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. Those kind of simple things. Mm. Yeah. So catch them out doing the right things.
Great advice. I think anybody would understand that a divorced couple, a separated couple, a couple who are estranged and have got kids, have got to work very, very hard at having an amicable relationship, at least for the children's sake, at least for the children's sake. Just say one of those single parents listening now doesn't have that kind of relationship. They've tried their best, but they just don't have it. How do you work around, again, the challenges for the kids' sake?
Look, I think this is one of the most challenging areas of single parenting. You know, and I've seen couples that have really worked on this and it's worked well, and I've seen other couples that have worked on it and it's just terrible still, and others that didn't even try and because it was just all too hard.
Yeah.
It is just so important that we do work really hard on making the relationship for our children's sake work. If the other person is abusive at all, or you know they're unsafe for our children or for ourselves, then we really do need to be clear about that and set some boundaries to keep ourselves and our children safe.
Mm.
In that though too, it's even important to talk with our children in a non-judgmental way if possible, to be open and honest with our kids without dragging the other person down, to say, look, you know, mum or dad are really not behaving well, you know, I'm not happy with their behaviour, I'm not happy that this upsets me and it upsets you. That's just the way it is at the moment, and you know, we're going to do our best to work through this. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't kind of make start off a tirade, you know, calling the other person names and all that kind of that stuff. So keep it practical, keep as much emotion out of it as possible, and keep it simple for the kids too. You know, don't burden them with all of your feelings and all of your fears, because they've got enough of their own.
Really good point you raise there, because if you're a single parent, they may be the only people around to talk to, and it would be very easy to just start offloading and sharing all your stuff on little minds and little hearts that really aren't quite ready for it.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They're not ready for it. They're not mature enough to deal with that, and on some levels, they will take that on board and feel responsible for that because they're not old enough to process it. Mm. So it's really important, you know, that you find someone that is mature enough to offload on, not someone to, I say, bitch with. You know, that doesn't necessarily help. You need someone you can offload with, but also to someone that can help you put it in perspective and seek solutions. In that conversation, don't just seek to have a whinge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is Open House Across the Nation. Deb Sorensen from Focus on the Family is with us. We're continuing our series on the single life and tonight looking at single parents. So we've looked at the practical challenges, the parenting challenges, and now the social challenges of simply being a single parent when you are the one who looks after the kids all the time. Even getting out to a social event can be harder these days because you're doing it solo.
And yes, it's so important. You know, we're like cars. You know, we run on fuel, and if we're always giving out, we're going to run out. We're going to run out of fuel. So you've got to top up that tank. And finding ways to do that as a single parent is challenging. And connecting with, say, other solo parents can be helpful as, you know, in sharing the load with babysitting there. Also, too, you know, sharing the load with getting kids to and from sport can free you up then. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you're sharing taking the kids off to the soccer on Saturday morning, you might do it one week and then have the next week off while your friend does it. You can go out for coffee, go see a movie or something. Challenging, but really, really worth the effort.
Yeah. And Deb, what about just a parting word when it comes to single folks, single parents who are you know, really keen to meet somebody and find a new life partner?
No, we're wired for relationship, aren't we?
Yeah.
Look, I think it's so important that we take our time, that we're very, very wise about not rushing in. And even as something simple as sitting on the internet and getting involved in chat rooms can be really quite dangerous, because we can move very quickly into intimate conversations and get drawn into a relationship before we're ready for it and before we really know the other person. Look, I think some great advice is, if we do meet somebody, date for a long time, like over a year. Spend that time, because, you know, over a year, you really get to see a person for their best and for their worst. And when we marry someone, it's not the best we have to worry about. It's, you know, it's the worst. Yeah. Can we live with the worst of this person? And really important too, to work through the baggage that we might have from our last relationship. So, and kids need time. The kids really do need time to also deal with their own baggage from probably what's gone on, and just to get to know and trust the new person that comes into their life. So I'd advise, don't rush anything. Take it slow. And if it's going to work, if this is the one, then it's worth the wait.
That's a very, very good point. Deb, as we've been talking here, there's a lot of opportunities for those of us who aren't single parents, who are, you know, in a stable relationship or just happy singles, you know, to actually be a presence there for single folks and single parent folks to, you know, work through some of these challenges of the lot in life they've got.
Yeah, that African saying, I think, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. We need to be reminded of that, and we might know somebody that is a single person that would really appreciate some time off, or just to be taken out for coffee, or just even a word of encouragement. You know, how you doing? Is there anything we can do to help?
I think all of us can do that. Well, Deb, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for your advice. It's been great.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Deb Sorensen, the Counselling and Program Development Manager for Focus on the Family Australia. Single parents has been our topic tonight as we continue through our series on living the single life well.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.